Welcome to the Trophies and Medals podcast, where we discuss sports, fashion, music, and entertainment. Where trophies are temporary and medals are forever. What side are you on?
Welcome back to the Trophies and Medals podcast. Your boy Batman with the F-Tide crew. We got Jimmy, Ty, King, and Twin in the building. What's good, fellas?
What's happening?
Fuck the playoffs. That's all I can tell
you. Shout out to the titty suckers and titty fuckers.
Oh, he'll be here shortly.
Yeah. Shorty gang will be reunited. Or be two trains passing the night. We record this on Monday. Try to get as many of the games out the way as far as playoff games in the NFL. Let's start with the Cowboys and Packers.
The massacre.
Who wants to chime in first on this one? Jimmy, since you're on short time.
Hey, tread lightly, man. We got passes.
I think anybody got passes at this point. Just saying, bro.
I'm just saying though. We got trend lightly still a little bit.
In that case,
no, go ahead.
It was a rousing game. But both teams played hard. And at the end, the Packers tried. The day that Saban retired, every Alabama fan I came into, I let them know the news and waited to watch their reaction. Just because of how petty I am. Every day, all day, every Cowboy fan that I've seen, I've informed them about and given them my condolences. And all of them are like, well, I guess we like the Saints now. See y'all next year. Nah, you ain't like the Saints, baby, because we got one in 09. Chill out.
But, yeah, right.
Okay. Wait until next year.
Oh, man. But we can keep it a buck, though. We still can't be, we can't give them no pass. Even Jerry, you saw it in Jerry's eyes. We already know what's about to go down.
Somebody said Jerry Jones had been this mad since Ruby Bridges went to school.
Exactly. That's some fucked up shit, though. I'm like, damn.
I'm like, man. Then they showed the photo of him at the Ruby Bridges.
Oh, right.
Yeah, talking about he waiting on Dak Prescott. He waiting on Dak Prescott in the locker room.
Hey, let me ask y'all this. Because, you know, you can't trust the internet with artificial intelligence. Was that him crying for real?
No. It looked, no, but he trust me now, he had some cracks in his voice, no doubt, but he didn't do that. But then you could tell he wanted to cry for sure. Because exactly. He really did. And I couldn't knock him for that, though. Like, it was legit. Sad to say, the Cowboys legitimately did this year, had it. As we can see still, though, the curse of Jimmy has not been lifted yet. You know, now he's a part of the Ring of Honor, but Jimmy still said, I will not remove this motherfucking curse off of you bastards just yet.
I don't know, he was kind of at halftime trying to get him hyped. So.
Well, yeah, but this is the same week too, though. Guess what? Mike Irvin got in trouble too.
You say that like that don't happen a lot.
Right, under investigation.
Again, around Super Bowl time, playoff time, he go back to his old habits.
We're losing recipes.
Let me ask y'all this: do y'all think that how can I put it? There's no creativity on both sides of the ball, maybe, because
for Dallas?
Yes. So for Parsons is, they keep trying to say that he's, you know, the best thing since Lawrence Taylor. But when it comes to the playoffs time, he's not making the plays.
Well, because they double and triple. I think they double and triple teaming them, though, yes, at the same time.
No, they are. But guess who else is getting double and triple teamed in their careers? Reggie White, Lawrence Taylor, all them cats, all them greats.
Okay, and they was, you know, and they, then they was, they got this accusation about some of them was coked up during the game. Somebody been on them. Hey, someone was on them roids at that time of the game. It's a different energy, also. So we can't just put that all on him. Where, like, if he's doing the, you know, like that extra juice.
We even got to go back that far. How about the Detroit game? Their defensive end made plays.
Those that are on the juice can't speak about real athletes.
Yeah, but we talking about. What's his name?
I know you talking about the one from Michigan.
And I didn't say he wasn't, but I'm just saying normally the greats on something in football. Sad to say.
But I mean, but if Parsons get double and triple team, that means somebody else is open to make a play and in one on one coverage. So
ideally it should, but that doesn't all with an end is different. So, like, if you're talking about edge rushers and ends, a lot of times what will happen is it's not so much that somebody is open as it is they're taking someone away from a route. So you'll use your tight end to, like, chip him. And right. It may not even be so much that he's blocking him. You just won't give him a little nudge just to knock him off two, 3 seconds to throw the ball. Or you have a back in the backfield. Who won't go out on a route or something like
that's
that.
That's why I said. That's why I said three people, like, he's getting double teamed at the line. And then, like you said, then they got somebody there on the back end to chip them.
There's ways to get around it, though, because you could even use a pulling guard to come around and catch them off guard. So it just depends, bro, honestly. It depends on how you run your offensive scheme.
True, but then this is where I look at it too, as this is where the setup came in. With Dan Quinn, did this intentional?
Yeah.
Y'all think so?
Yeah, because he don't want to leave. He wants the Cowboys gig. This defense has not been this bad all year.
That's what I'm saying. It's a setup.
I don't think he's gonna get it anyway, but yeah. This is Bill Belichick job.
I'm gonna tell you this. If they give this to Bill Belichick, I hope that's the case. Go ahead, Twin. Go ahead, Twin, though.
No, it just kind of remind me I remember I took a Minnesota step team to the South to compete. And you know, me being from the South, you know, I'm doing my research on what these, you know, what the team's doing in the South so we can compete. Dallas just, there was no plan. Yeah. Like, they were just leaning on their star or their name. No plan. To me,
I think, yeah, they're just like, oh, we're at home, we got here.
Huh?
I think they kind of leaned on that they had a home game too much. Like, that's all it's going to take.
Yeah, like, they had no adjustments. Like, nothing. Like, Green Bay did whatever the fuck they wanted to do.
But see, that's where coaching comes in. That's where McCarthy didn't get them prepared. And I think that's always been his downfall as a coach. He's not a motivator. He knows the X's and O's. But he ain't going to have you running and want to run through a wall. Like Dan Campbell will for Detroit.
Well, that's when you need to have somebody on your staff that can cover your shortcomings.
Yeah, but guess what, though? This is the Cowboys. You ain't going to get that because who that person supposed to be? Jerry Jones. Because Jerry overstepped everybody. So that's not the catch. Like, even though, like, right now with this Baltimore-Pittsburgh game right now, Pittsburgh shouldn't even be in this goddamn, like, at one point here, they was a lot closer than they should have been. That's what coaching is.
Yeah.
Right. That's what Mike Tomlin brings as a coach at the end of the day. That team is competitive without a quarterback. And look, they ain't getting run out the building the way the Cowboys got run out the building.
Right.
Because that's coaching. And why that man never had a losing season at all with Pittsburgh.
At all. Yep.
So, with two subpar quarterbacks.
Three.
Still know how to get. Yeah, they all on their third. You're right. And still, though, just the fact of just getting to the playoffs is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
For what he's done. For what the Cowboys did all year, especially defense. I still think that Dan Campbell pulled back. Because I think he wants the Cowboy gig. And I'm telling you, I think him and Jerry had in cahoots.
Jerry ain't trying to lose another home game.
I think he don't want McCarthy no more. So he knew he gotta fall on the sword this year to get him out of here.
Yeah. I'd be surprised if he keep his job.
Right. Yeah. That's why, like, unless, like I say, it's like, honestly, I'm surprised that the firing didn't happen.
Already, right? Yep.
Already. But it could happen tomorrow. That's why, like, I think he wanted. You know what, though? Don't be surprised Jerry do some shit like this. That Pittsburgh is losing right now, and Pittsburgh keeps saying that they don't want they want to change from Tomlin. Don't be surprised Jerry made that move.
Yeah, there's no rush to make the move. There's no rush to fire him, right? So it's like wait to see how the playoffs play out.
I want to see all my options.
A coach that is fired that you surprised about, hence Tennessee Titans. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to always be somebody out the blue, and then you don't want to make a move too soon and be like, oh, shit, I could have had Tyler. Oh, shit, I could have had so-and-so. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I'm like this. If the Cowboys are dumb enough to take Belichick?
Yeah, I hope not.
I don't think they can work together. Belichick and Jerry would not work.
I'm wishing more ill wills on the Cowboys going forward. If you fucking around here bring Belichick here. If you really want a cheater here, then okay, man, that's telling you how much you I mean, Jerry, I mean, we already know you sold your soul a long time ago, but goddamn, this is going deeper than deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Even Robert Kraft had a change of heart and say, yo, I can't do this life no more. Like, I'm cool with Meek Mills now. Like, I can't be fouled no more like you, Belichick.
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure we have plenty more to talk about with the Cowboys. Let's move on to another blowout, Texans and the Browns. I wasn't expecting this ass whooping.
Not to that extent. God damn. I mean, but you know what, though? Flacco was Flacco when he was supposed to be Flacco.
Yeah.
God damn.
At the end of the day. I said a couple weeks ago, he's throwing interceptions. They're just not catching them.
Right. You know what? That's a good call. Because you know why? Because he's healthy. And that when, you know, if you're healthy and you ain't played a whole season, you got a lot more zip on that ball. So them players are like, God damn, that shit hurt. I ain't about to catch this shit. I'm going to let it be. You know?
He is one of the strongest arms still in the league.
Yeah, so that. Yo, like, they quarterbacks and safety for a reason.
Bro, you said the DB. You said the DBs. I'm gonna pick when I'm gonna catch this ball, bro.
Yeah, like, hey man, that's Flacco got an arm, yo. Like, you gotta tread like.
It's one. Hey, it's one thing to catch like a 10-yard quick slant in like a 40-yarder. So like,
yeah.
So they're allergic to his balls, huh?
Yeah, like this. They don't even that, but this is like the players like this. As long as I deflect the ball, I try.
Do my part.
But niggas, but I ain't gonna try to catch it. You ain't gonna try to catch it until what? The playoffs. You got the extra check coming. You know it's more on the line.
Right.
Then you wanna put that work in. But you ain't about to do that during the season though.
What y'all thought about CJ Stroud in the playoff situation?
So far, he's scaring me, man. I ain't gonna lie. He's scaring me. CJ Strauss. Okay. He scaring me, man. He too calm and collected for my own good, man. Like, something ain't right, dude. Like, he's not supposed to be this calm and chill as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's been here before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, low key, like, this thing is, I don't know. Well, shit, you know what? He's becoming the reincarnation of Warren Moon.
I was going to say, he kind of reminded me, you said Warren Moon. I was going to say the Philly.
Black Panther. Randall?
Oh, Randall. Mm.
Nah, I still give Moon because of the fact Moon didn't try to run out the pocket. CJ stays in the pocket like Moon did.
Moon had wheels, but he rarely used them.
Right, and that's what CJ does. And CJ is the same way.
I was just saying his Randall's poised.
Poised, yeah. He's
just
relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's definitely okay. You know what? You're right. Because like this, he's athletic, mm-hmm. like Randall, but he's more like he'll stay in the pocket like Moon.
Right.
And which like, is still that's a scary combination to have both of them. You didn't even put both of these cats in the same combination with one person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Stroud can like, run, but I think he's making a wise decision on.
Right. Making you scared of him. Throwing first.
And then you have the option of running secondary. You know what I'm saying? So he's learning how to throw from the pocket.
And he's doing it without a running game.
Now, he did have a running game this weekend.
We talking about really majority of the season.
Singletary, right?
Singletary,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. But we talking about most of the season, they was inconsistent all year. Right.
Yeah, because they didn't have But
they had them two Pierce. Receivers, though.
Yeah. And they still had someone.
But he made the receivers them guys, too, though. Because he is pinpoint. He's very pinpoint accurate. I'll give him that. He is not scared to throw that ball. And when he throws it, it's on point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's scary. Like, even like I saw a meme saying, like, since the Texans came in 2002, they got more playoff victories than the Cowboys since 2002.
Another jab, huh, bro?
Hey man, it's only it might be a, it's shit, one game. Lions, but guess what?
The Lions might have it now too.
Well, no, they say 2002 since 2002 though. Yeah, the Cowboys have 4 playoff wins since 2002.
Mm.
Texans have 5.
Mm.
Wow.
So that in that period of time.
Maybe Dallas need a younger coach. What you think about that?
No, it's time for Jerry Jones to go to the upper room. That's the problem.
Hey, is he sick? Like his mouth was all shaking when he was on the interview.
Oh, he's 80 years old, my nigga. He's in the upper room, my nigga. Hey, I went through this with Al Davis, nigga. I know the look.
It's a high pressure situation. You know what I'm saying? He might not have took his blood pressure medicine.
His mouth is vibrating.
Because he's mad. He is pissed, nigga, because he thought this was the year. He thought at least they'll make it to the conference championship game. I think he felt like if we lose that, I feel a little better, dude. Like to lose at home in the wild card first round. Nah,
look.
Nigga,
let me say this: when I saw Jordan Love, he threw this side arm throw.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, this game is over.
LaFleur, your boy LaFleur he's good at poker. I'm gonna tell you this right now. He should go into the World Series of Poker, dude. Go, like. They made it seem like Jordan Love did not have it, nigga. For like the beginning of the season, they made it seem like
Yes, I'm gonna piggyback off that. You are absolutely correct. Yes, and then he just come out of nowhere.
But there's the thing too. They paced him throughout the season. It seemed like when they came on that back end, maybe like week 9, 10.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he said, go.
Well, see, maybe that's the thing too. As far as coaches, they all, especially with rookies, right? Because technically, he's a rookie because he hasn't played those first two or three years, and they want them to have so much success early. Kind of like what Goldfish said in the chat. It's like you don't play for the beginning of the season; you play for the end of the season. And hey, but the little man dropping knowledge. So that's exactly what it is, man. It's like he got hot at the right time, and it didn't put too much on his plate early in the season.
True. But then to have all those young receivers, also, like they build a chemistry at that time also to even trust. Become more of a problem. Right. Yeah, where the trust in that line, you see it. So it was a perfect storm, and then they running game. That's, okay, all of a sudden, that Green Bay had a running game in that same game. That let me. That's why I felt like Dan Campbell said, "I'm about to give this nigga fire, so I can get this job."
And I had a chance to watch. I mean, we see a lot of the Green Bay games up here because where we live. But that wide receiver man, Reed, the number 11, a cold piece.
Oh yeah, he's been consistent. Yeah, but like this, they got hot at the right time. But like you say, I feel like this still, though, I thought Dan Quinn did this shit on purpose, yo. I said Camel earlier, but I meant to say Quinn. Like, I feel like...
You said Dan Quinn did this on purpose?
Yo, yeah. I did this setup. Like, he want this gig. Because he already knew. It's already been rumbling through that office, like, they want McCarthy gone anyway.
So you figure he did it so he could be head coach?
Yes.
But see, that to me is risky, right? So unless you got a guarantee from Jerry, right?
Hey, you know what? Let's go with that because they look like trash, bro.
No, but let me tell you this. But this is my thing. If I'm the owner, right, and like I said, unless you get a guarantee from Jerry, you make the defense play like trash. You really think that's going to make you look like head coach material? Like that don't make no sense to me.
That's what. But this is Jerry Jones. Jerry wants McCarthy gone. So you're going to say,
yes, you can walk McCarthy gone, but that doesn't mean that Quinn is the answer, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Quinn don't take them to no next level.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm telling you, I think the vibe is he was ready for McCarthy to be gone.
He better see what Pittsburgh going
to do. But that means that Quinn and Jones had to be in on that, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Right. I think that, too. And I'm going to tell you this. I think it's with Jerry Jones, I feel like it's between Quinn and doggone, like you said, Tomlin. I do really feel he's up to something. Because Pittsburgh and I have been grumbling for the longest they want to change anyway. You can still give up a first-round pick, which y'all feel like ain't going to be a useless pick anyway to y'all. That, not even say useless pick. A high-dollar pick you don't need right now because your money is already tied up. Too many other players as is.
Yeah.
Right. So I would give up that first round pick for Tomlin. To just be real, like I'll make that move. I ain't gonna lie. Like, as a Raider fan, I think Pittsburgh might be open to it because, like you said, just been grumbling's been going on for a minute now, and I think they just keep getting mad that Tomlin keep fucking going to the playoffs.
Well,
like they're like, how can we can't fire this? We can't fire him when he keeps getting us. He can't hate us. He's never had a losing season.
Right. I think that if they lost Tomlin, Pittsburgh gonna feel that, bro.
Good. Let the rapist culture feel it for once, nigga. We don't care.
Yeah, they gonna feel that, bro. They gonna feel that one.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Like I thought about I wanted my Raiders to maybe even make that pull for Tomlin, but I ain't gonna lie. Like Antonio, I think I want to give him a chance. Antonio
Pierce. Yeah, we'll take Tomlin. Shit, we'll take Tomlin.
I'll give him that. But y'all, nigga, y'all stuck with y'all guys. So hold all that.
I know. Yeah, I know. Well, shit, I'm just saying.
Y'all got.
Hey, look. If there's someone who need to be fired, it should be Dennis Allen. So.
Well, that ain't happening. But y'all ready for Gruden to be a consultant?
Hey, what's the other topic that we're talking about today?
No, man. Go ahead. Go
Ahead, Rashawn, no, bump that, dog. Bump that. First off, we got the call.
But he's already been involved with the team. Like, so right. He's already been there. He's already been there. So it just, they're just trying to find a reason to give him a check.
Yeah, but no. We want to make it official.
Oh, Lord. Okay, Rashawn, let me ask you this. So you think him coming in as an offensive coordinator, think that's better than him coming in as head coach?
No,
the
motherfucker ain't shit, period. No, I don't
give a fuck.
No,
next topic,
goddammit. A bad apple in the room, no matter what table you put it on. Next this topic. Is a bad apple.
That's why I won't talk about this.
Right. Well, okay then.
Oh, did y'all see, I thought I sent it to y'all. Did y'all see what someone posted the interaction or allegedly? So basically saying that Jameis and the team went to him like, hey, let's call a play for Williams to get him a touchdown. And then Dennis Allen said, no, kneel on it. So that's why they was in position to run it.
You know
so,
what? You know what? That makes sense, though. I'm going to tell you this. That make a lot of fucking sense.
Because it clearly sounded like they wanted to line up a normal play. Like Jameis said, because Jameis, remember how Jameis said, he's like, well, if Honey Badger would have scored, we wouldn't be having this conversation. He was trying to score. He just got tackled on the 1 yard line. So
and, I mean, and then it's like this: that man Williams went from the previous year leading the league in touchdowns for a running back to none.
He fell this victim year? Of he fell victim to what you see a lot of time in high school football, where they got the fast scat back that gets all the yards, yeah, and then they get in the red zone and give it to the big fullback white boy. That's exactly what that was. Every time they get in the red zone, what they do, they either pass or it's a run to Taysom Hill.
And that right there tells you the team has lost. Dennis Allen's lost the team.
Yes.
Because, see, I'm going to tell you this because clearly, bro, you know Sean Payton would have never did none of this shit.
Sean Payton would have ran down the Falcons' throat.
Exactly. And Williams would have had more red zone touchdowns than he did.
Yes.
If you'd have brought that in,
how you go from 20 to none is a crazy.
Exactly.
Crazy. So, I feel like he lost the team way before that. Remember what Kamara was talking?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
That right there.
They lost
Mike Thomas. Kamara. Remember Mike Thomas was supposed to stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
But Mike talk,
Yeah, well, Mike always talking. Kamara, he don't really talk much. But when he started airing off the dirty line, bro, I was like, who team is this?
Right. So that's great. So, I mean, that's a good call. And I look at that the same way.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
So that's, like you said, lesson learned. I'm actually surprised, too. I mean, since the playoffs are not done, you know, hopefully y'all fire your offensive coordinator. Honestly, to keep it a buck, twin. Like, I hope that.
I mean, that should be automatic.
That should be automatic. I mean, honestly, it should have been done immediately. He should have been part of the Black Monday crew.
we know who the offensive coordinator gonna be. Come on now.
Hey man, if that's the case,
I'm a Raider fan. I'm a Raider fan next year.
I wouldn't do that to.
Don't put on that bandwagon. Sup.
I mean, like I ain't gonna lie, man. If we take, if we keep Antonio Pierce, I'll be happy.
Yeah, what's up with that? How come he looking to leave?
I mean, he's exploring his options. He got to interview. If I'm with him, I'm interviewing with other people too.
Yeah, to you see what
leverage,
do that.
What leverage I can get.
Which I have. Yeah, exactly. He has to do that. Like, that makes all the sense in the world. So you got to get your money's worth. And at the end of the day, so I'm gonna tell you this though, we better not get no fucking Jim Harbaugh. I'm gonna be pissed like a motherfucker.
I don't think so, man. You know, I actually think he's gonna stay with Michigan.
No, he going to the Chargers. I can tell you that.
You think he leaving?
He leaving because he's gonna be suspended. They're gonna avoid
He gonna be suspended for the whole year next year.
Yeah, and they're trying to vacate. They're gonna try to put an asterisk on that title. The championship title anyway. So yeah, he's gone.
Man, that's garbage, bro.
No. He's doing exactly the same thing Pete Carroll did with USC. When he got in all that trouble, he got the fuck out and went back. He went straight to the NFL again.
Them boys won that game fair and square. I need to leave them boys alone. They kicked that. They whooped that ass.
I think I think that's why a lot of this shit happened, because they were actually legit, and nobody wanted to admit that Michigan was legit to win a title that was not SEC.
Yeah.
So they wanted to put a tank. They just wanted to tank the fact of. See, this is where. See, what a wonderful coincidence that Tony Love would not happen to be on here when we try to do SEC.
Good. And while we have, we got 3 minutes left. So with also we're gonna come back to the last two other playoff games. But Nick Saban retiring.
Makes sense. Make a lot of sense.
You know, empowerment. I was shocked. No, think about think about how a lot of the older coaches in football and basketball have left. Since NIL, they don't have that same power in the transfer portal.
Exactly,
they don't have that same power that they did.
That leverage the they had over people is gone now.
That's the difference of being a college coach and a pro coach. Because in college, you're the say all. You have all the leverage and power, and there's no salary cap. So like you can do pretty much whatever you want when you're in a good program.
See, I thought if he won, let's say he won a national title and then retired, then I would have been like, all right. But since he didn't, that's why I'm like, this is interesting.
Oh, no, because he know that this past recruiting year ain't no typical.
And he don't like the portal, do he?
Hell no.
No, he don't. No, because he don't want to have to give kids. He don't want to promise kids money.
Do that.
Because think about how many years he's been having like four and five people on a depth chart that's pros.
Right. Or eventually became forgot pros. About the element. That's right. Yeah. He don't like portal. Yeah.
He's old.
Yeah.
He want to hold on to his players as long as possible.
For sure.
Yeah, he's 72, so he's old school.
Yeah.
You know, he used to just having all these. Now, like, these kids going to just keep coming and going. He don't have any to try to convince kids to stay.
That's too much work to do, man.
That's too much. At this age. Remember, the man has damn near 20 dealerships, and I'm talking about high-end car dealerships. We talking about Mercedes and Ferraris. And, like, so Nick ain't hurting for money. He like, So he's like, I'm 72 years old. Do I really want to keep going through all of this right now? At this age, like, I might as well. I don't, you know, he don't look to Bobby Bowden. He don't want to go out like that. You don't want to be like, forced out.
Right. No,
Bobby Knight. Like, you know, Bobby Knight. Yeah. I mean, you know, third, you know, the top of the top coaches we're accustomed to being forced out because the game changed. Right. So, no. And he know he can't compete with Dion.
Nah, especially
they did them commercials. Remember, they did no commercials together. And, you know, they didn't have no conversations and then he listened to Dion and now he got a game plan. You're like, I can't roll with this lifestyle. Mm-hmm. What Prime about? That money too. So if anybody gonna make sure anybody gonna get their money, it's who not? Prime. So these kids gonna follow Prime because like Prime gonna get me to that bag because he's always been
about and he's all about bag. The portal. He's all about the portal.
But he about just get your money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, you know, people got to remember that. Like, you know, but he backed it up with his talent. That's the catch. So he was no cat that was just garbage and around his screaming.
All right, welcome back. Let's get back into some of the other NFL playoff games. Let's start with this one of two weather debacles, Chiefs and Dolphins. Dolphins wanted no part of this weather, period.
And I enjoyed every second of it.
I enjoyed it.
As much as I can't stand Mahomes' family, but that kid, arm breaker, I didn't want to see him lose. And even when his house got on fire, I said, see, that's revenge. That's karma. Motherfuckers, I'm going to burn your house down, nigga. You want to break my arm? No, your house going on fire.
Shout out to Lisa Lefi.
Yeah, I don't know which if that's the same kid or just another one that felt the pain of their sibling and just said, "I got you." I don't know, but it was
with a live report from Rick Ross.
Yes, exactly. This was in Miami, exactly. Exactly.
But as far as them, like, it's kind of like with basketball too, right? You can't be a track and field team, and that, especially in football, doesn't carry over to the playoffs because of weather. Unless you like the Rams when you were getting home field advantage.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And playing on turf, you know what I'm saying? That works to your advantage. But when you got
the crazy part,
they had the number one seed and they fell apart.
Yeah, but the Rams was even still able to play in all weather, though. That was the scary part about the Rams. They still played in all elements.
I mean, Marshall Faulk is different. I mean, they're one of the greatest.
But it's crazy, exactly. But I was like, the Rams was just different compared to the Dolphins. Like, the Dolphins is, they 100% showing you they are only a warm weather team.
Yeah.
No more, no less. If it ain't home, which that's why they should have had a better record to have at least one game at home.
I think they finished the season like 1-5 or something like that. So
yeah.
I mean, clearly they wasn't expecting to be on the road for the first game, but I think McDaniels draws up great plays, but when you're playing in bad weather, it's a want thing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, sometimes you need to get a simple play and make that shit work. You know what I'm saying? Because you know all that motion and stuff. If you slip and slide, that's not gonna work to your advantage.
But you know what messed them up about that?
What?
Being in Denver and seeing John Elway.
What you mean?
Think about it. He was the ball boy and all that stuff when he was a kid with the Broncos. So that means he saw Elway. Remember, Elway could throw in any weather.
True.
So you thinking like, oh.
Everybody can do this.
Exactly.
And everybody can.
Right, but then I don't know, maybe he had the arrogance of cockiness of thinking Tula can actually, arm strength is as good as
No, John Elway is one of the most physically gifted players of all time.
Right. So, like, that's what I'm saying. So, like, you're being very arrogant to think that you can do this with any type of quarterback. You need a quarterback that can throw in any type of element.
I heard, I think Bomani said this. He was like, throwing a football is very hard. And he's like, you want to know how hard it is? Look at the other professional football players trying to throw a football. That shit ugly as fuck. So, like, I get it. And, like, he shouldn't have that arrogance of, oh, well, somebody can throw the ball like John Elway. No. There's not many people that can throw like John.
Like, exactly. But, you know, sometimes, remember, he's still – you know what? Sometimes you listen to him, he is no different than us. But just, like, he just stumbled upon the fact of being an NFL coach, like – he didn't really take that. He got no business being here, but he had to gift the gab enough to put himself in this position.
And he put the time in.
He put the time, but it's like still though, he still got a lot to learn.
Which is good because he's so young. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So it's like I don't mind getting your lumps, but like it's also a time where they don't let coaches get their lumps anymore either. You know what I'm saying? So like
right.
Hopefully, if I'm the Dolphins, I would try to hold on to them, you know what I'm saying, and not just be 3-4 years and if it don't work out.
I'm going to tell you this. They are going to keep him because he's actually the bigger draw than the actual team, the players.
And the players love him.
Yeah, and the players, and on top of that, because he keeps it 100 with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which, guess where his gift will kick in? With free agency.
Yes.
And with you being in Florida, state no state tax.
Mm-hmm. Warm weather.
Even more, all those things gonna become more appealing. For now, people don't want to come to Miami when Nobody didn't want to deal with Miami because of the owner. Everybody knew the owner wasn't shit. He just was like racist as hell. Like nobody want no parts of it. They sold it again, but people still didn't want no parts of the Dolphins. But now, since they got, you know, him here, it's like it's getting a little better now.
Yeah.
It's becoming appealing. It's becoming appealing.
But at the same time, like even just looking back at this year, if it wasn't for injuries, which again, all teams have injuries, but the injuries is what really derailed them. Whether it's the running game, defense.
Yes.
They took some heavy hits. It wasn't just the average person. It was key parts of their units that got hurt.
And that's another good call, too, on that back end of the year. They did get a lot of play. They lost a lot of key players, too, though. Yeah. So that's good. That's another good call, too.
And I feel like a healthy Miami Dolphin team, even in that weather, they winning that game.
Yeah. Especially their running backs. If they'd have had their two starting running backs from the beginning of the season.
And that's to me, is the difference of their team. Sure. Because there's no other team, I'm thinking in my head, there's no other team in the league, maybe the Ravens with Lamar, that can hit a home run play from running like they can.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like
from two.
Not just back. One, two.
Yeah. Not one, but two.
Right.
They two top cats can hit you for 80 with a blink of an eye. They'll hit you, you know, they can just break it for 80 without blinking. So that's a good call too, though. The injuries did have effect on them. Even a couple of, like you said, on defense also, but like the offense, it did take a toll with the running game because that took a lot of pressure off of Tula.
Yeah, the running game and the pass rush. So that's two big elements. But at the same time,
Kansas City play next.
I think they still got to wait to see. Well, no. The Steelers game over with. No. So,
So they play Buffalo?
No.
Hold on.
No, I think they
will. They will end up playing.
I thought they have.
So, I don't know.
Who's number two? Bills is number two, right? So the Texans will play Buffalo. Hold on, let me just look at this shit. How about that? Yeah, but I think the Texans will play Buffalo, and then
The Texans is playing the Ravens, and then the Chiefs.
You're right.
Chiefs and Buffalo. Chiefs and Buffalo. Chiefs and Buffalo.
But
ooh, that's gonna be interesting.
I don't know. That's some racist bullshit to me right now, man.
What?
Well, we're going to have the two black quarterbacks, and then we're going to have the guy there, two white quarterbacks playing each other. And then we got to split this up?
Pretty much.
We're going to have one black quarterback in there no matter what.
Man,
you don't count Mahomes as black.
I count his daddy.
I'm done, dog. We're done. We're not even gonna move forward.
That's all I can say.
He said he called his daddy, bro.
That's all I can tell you. I don't know what you want me to say.
What is daddy? Wow.
I can't count him. I'm sorry. Hey, I can't count him. Are we serious? Can I really count him?
Bruh, okay.
We're gonna leave that there.
Move on.
We're moving on.
Because I'd have broken down to you really want
to. We're not gonna do it. Moving back to NFC.
Okay. Well, say his daddy explains all I needed to say then. How about that?
There you go. What y'all thought about the Lions Rams game? With the Lions winning their first playoff game since I was above 6 feet tall.
This shit was real. Like,
this is my favorite game.
Hey man, they was in the stands crying. Like that was like they was out there like the vice president. We did it, Joe.
I ain't know though, man. I've always had a love for Detroit, dude, but that touched the soul a little bit, man.
Yeah.
Cause like we always was on Detroit. Like, why the hell they got a damn Thanksgiving game when we know they gonna lose this bitch every year? Even with Barry, we felt that same energy, and it was just like, Then to see this, it's like we knew all the screw jobs Barry and Megatron went through and all that shit. We know the ownership ain't shit.
Yeah.
But we have a love for the goddamn players in the city.
And them coaches.
So,
yeah.
And then they got the right goddamn coach.
Yep. That sure do. They sure do.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't want that man as a life coach. I'm gonna tell you this right now, because that man will make you fuck yourself up, man. I don't want that man. I would never want him as a life coach.
He risky.
Dan Campbell ain't right. That man will have you really run through a wall for real, though. Nigga, like, I don't want that smoke. That man different, yo.
So Stafford, did he never won a playoff game with Detroit, right?
I don't believe so.
Nope.
Okay. No. Cause they were really
they got him to the playoffs.
That press conference, man, they were really pressing him, bro. Kind of felt bad for him.
That nigga sleeping. I'm gonna tell you this. That shit ain't bothering him one goddamn second. I'm gonna tell you why they ain't bothering
him.
He
played it cool though. You know, he's just like, look, I'm happy for them players. You know, done with it.
I'm gonna tell you why I like that.
He already a Super Bowl champion, and he ain't losing no money.
I'm gonna tell you this. And this is why, like, I wish Tony Love was here right now. I could tell you why. This is why I love Stafford. That's still for as that's a humble. This is the most humble white privileged kid I've ever seen in my life.
Mm.
He's from Highland Park, Texas, dude. That's the richest part of Dallas. For this man still to even make it this to this far in the NFL, still has love. They booed him a little bit. They booed him a little bit in Detroit, but they know they got love for him.
Yeah.
Megatron had love for him. It's like, you know, he's just good people, but I understand the arrogance. Like, I get it. Like, he's had a longer run than he probably should. But once again, you see when he throw that damn ball, you be like, God damn, I got to keep giving him a chance.
Right. He's another one of those, like I was saying with Flacco earlier, Jeff George, his arm talent.
Right.
If he
will
wants
keep
to,
him in the league.
Will keep him in the league. Because you can see from the other day, it was like he was throwing sidearm, he was throwing off the back foot, and all of them shits had zip on it.
Yes.
And and what's crazy is that he went to Georgia. He was the number one pick, but it was like he was like a sneaky number one pick.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know how fired the workouts were. Because Georgia wasn't good back then. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that lets you know, like, he was out there slaying and that shit.
Even for him to get out of Texas to go to Georgia.
Yeah.
That spoke volumes. And, you know, and that's what I actually liked about him. Like, yo, he said, man, I ain't committed to these goddamn Texas people and they foolery. I can go wherever I want. And, but, you know, but he's always just had that, you know, cool vibe, but it's like he did the thing. And look, the moment what the first he got out of Detroit, what'd he do?
Mm-hmm. I also think that his wife, you know, her having brain cancer too. I'm saying that kind of adds another layer of why he's as humble as he is. That, you know, that's like a life experience, man. Well,
and he has four girls.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he see hell coming.
Right. So look, let me ask y'all this. So could we hypothetically see a Detroit Lions Green Bay NFC championship game?
We can see it.
Yeah, it's possible.
You know, because the Eagles and the 49ers, I mean, they're good, but I mean, they ain't like playing like out of this world.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Eagles about to play now, and shit, Tampa's already.
Oh, that's right. They haven't played yet. Hold on. Let me back it up. My bad. Hold on. My bad.
No.
Premature question.
It's live.
My bad.
No, whoever won.
But it's legit. It's legit.
That's legit because whoever was out this game will play Detroit.
True that. Because I mean, those two teams.
So it still can lead up to the, like you said, the NFC conference.
And Detroit gonna be at home. Yeah, Detroit's gonna be at home regardless next week.
Yeah, and Detroit has the home game too. So that says, yeah. And you know what though? Ooh, now would that be fitting?
What?
that Jordan Love could mess around there and beat the Niners and made them regret right. that even they got Trey Young and they failed that miserably. Reaching that high for a quarterback that they had to reach Trey that Lance. High for.
Trey Lance.
Trey Lance. Trey Lance, you know, with Jordan Love, just the fact that, like, you didn't have to reach that high to go get a quarterback.
That's true.
I feel like these days you should never reach that high for no player these days.
Yeah.
Not today.
Not today.
I mean in no sport. There's not too many. Maybe soccer, that might be the closest that you can reach if you want, but all the rest of the sports, just let everything, you just need to make the right call.
Mm-hmm. Especially that big of a jump. So that's the other one. Mm-hmm. They weren't even in the top 10. They came from the back of the draft. They made two trades to get to that spot to take Trey Lance. Because remember, they got into like the top 12, and then they made another trade to get down to 3 or 4, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So it's like you did a lot. You did a lot to get there, and it's too much. I don't know. The older I get, I get more of a, like, you need to build your team instead of just going for that one person, especially in football, because one person's not going to always change your team.
I mean, true, but I mean, that's football, basketball. I look at that with all sports a lot. Like, even, well, yeah. You have to do that in this day and age. You got to cut out that franchise player mentality. You need to actually put a team together. Like,
there's not always just one savior.
That once in a lifetime generation players. Yeah, yeah, that, and most of those guys never really win titles.
Right.
So
you gotta put a team together to be like. Think about all the champions in the NFL. Like, how many were the actual number one pick?
Mm. Not many.
Other than Peyton Manning.
But
your boy was the number one pick. Was Mahomes the number one pick?
No, he was like number 10. Nope.
Oh, what?
Number 10.
Okay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like,
you don't need to go that high.
Yeah, that's what I said. Number one picks don't mean that's going to change your whole franchise.
So what team in the NFC? Because we already know who coming out the AFC.
Who coming out the AFC?
Baltimore. We know that.
I mean, they should, right?
What team in the NFC match up well against them?
Defensive wise, it's Niners because they have athletes. And that's why I say the Niners
keep up with Lamar.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that's the scary thing. People don't realize Lamar ain't been Lamar yet.
Right. He been conserving himself.
He's been pacing himself this whole time, and that's scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't seen the Ravens play much. I heard that scary ass team though.
No,
he has receivers now. So like now he can throw outside.
I haven't seen him play much.
And that's the thing. People don't even think he has receivers, but he actually low key has receivers.
Got receivers, huh?
In comparison to what he's had in the past.
Mm-hmm.
He's always had a tight end.
He lost his favorite tight end and then found a new favorite tight end.
Yeah, Exactly.
He found one that's much faster. Like, that's the scary part. He found up a better one. Like, oh, this cat fast. So
yeah, they got a good ball. Their run game is going to be based off their scheme, but like because you have to be aware of Lamar on the backside, that kind of lightens the box. You know what I'm saying? True. So.
Mm-hmm.
And with Flowers too, not scared to go nowhere on the field.
Screen passes.
Anything, but he'll go across the middle. He'll do it all. Like, he is not scared to be positioned anywhere. So which he shouldn't be that. He, for as little as he is, should not have that mindset.
Yeah.
But he does.
A little fast.
So, right. Exactly. So, you know, so yeah, you're right though, but in the NFC,
Odell Beckham doing his thing.
Quietly. Yes. Quietly doing his thing. Well, I mean, the NFC, I don't know, it's just so wide open.
But also the other thing too is the team that should be the Eagles, not defensive-wise, but offensive-wise, they can run the ball and keep the ball out of Lamar's hands.
True.
When they're at their best.
Right.
That's to me, is your best way to beat the Ravens, is not let Lamar have run the ball that many times. Yes.
Right, you got to have a good running game. If you got a good running game, like you said, to just run that clock, you're right.
Right.
So that's, like I said, Niners defensive-wise, good matchup for the Ravens. But offensively, I think Eagles, you know, their best defense is, it would be the offense.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Okay. Wait. 3-0?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. ESPN just said Mike Tomlin, he left the news conference a little quick after they tried to ask him his future in Pittsburgh.
What?
We'll see. Hey, man, the Titans need a coach too. So.
Hey, I'm, you know what, though? What, and I was just going to ask you. What, you know what, though?
What,
I was gonna,
when Mariah I was, said, don't forget about us.
Yeah. I was just about to ask you this. Man. Like, who y'all looking at for head coach too?
I had a list. It's a bunch of coordinators that we've interviewed, but it's like, we had like six people on the list, but we're pretty much going from scratch, right? Because apparently Henry is not coming back. Nope. Is it going to be a new quarterback, a new coach?
Henry ain't coming back?
Based on his speech.
He thanked everybody in the facility.
So he's a free agent?
Yes.
Is he a free agent? Or he's just getting cut?
He's a free agent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
wonder where he going to go.
Somewhere he ain't got no business being. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take your ass.
That's all I can tell you. Like, watch. We're going to be kicking in the air like, oh, shit. This is about to be an ass-kicking tour.
Man, he'd be good in Green Bay. Jones and Henry.
No. I'm gonna tell you where he's gonna be good at, where he ain't got no motherfucking business being.
Where?
In fucking Baltimore.
That is foul.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah.
But you know what though?
Nah. You be somewhere. I'll pick your goddamn poison.
That will be a good.
Goddamn.
That's where he can fuck around and find out is where that could happen.
Yeah, that will. I can see it now.
Well, shit. I mean, it could be. I mean, think about it. It could be other places too. So, like you said, the Ravens, definitely.
Ravens.
Texans. Definitely.
Texas.
The Colts. They re-signed Johnson. Never mind.
Yeah, I'll see the Colts.
Yeah, see. I like Baltimore and Texas because they both got quarterbacks.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to tell you this.
So Henry don't have to, go ahead.
He ain't got to carry the load like he's been doing it for Like he's literally Cowboys. Been our whole offense.
You said Cowboys?
Cowboys.
Yeah. That was on my list too.
I guess Dak would need. Well, if he didn't start quarterback.
You put Pollard and Henry together in that backfield. That's scary.
So Dak will take that pressure off of Pollard.
But you know what? Look. You know what? I don't even blame this Dallas loss on Dak. I don't.
No.
I don't.
What about the interceptions? I blame it on
the coaching staff. I don't blame it on that. Because, I mean, he threw for 400 yards.
No, that's me and some of my players are called fake hustle. You down three scores, so now we got to throw the ball every single time. So yes, you're gonna get the yards,
but
the yards don't matter.
Score, blocker.
Yeah, but the yards don't matter at that particular point.
Well, but he mean he still throughout the season he led the league in. Did he not lead the league in yardage, passing yardage, or was it somebody else? Was he almost 5,000 yards this year?
You talking about Dak? Did he lead? I don't know.
That, yeah.
I think him and CeeDee Lamb, I thought they were the best combo.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm willing to bet that without even checking the numbers. Like, CeeDee, because think about it, like, he's really the main focus. There's no other option, right? He's not throwing to running backs, you know what I'm saying? Like, talking about is CeeDee or everything. There's like, there's been multiple games where CeeDee had like 10 plus catches. So, I'm willing to bet. That between him and maybe Tua and Tyreek, but there's no other combo that's been consistently available.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe Hurts and AJ Brown.
Yeah.
That would be a barrel.
Which is crazy that he ain't playing tonight, though, AJ Brown.
I think they'd be all right without him. I think they'd be all right without him.
You think so?
Yeah, if they can get that run game going and they can get to that country boy, Dante
Swift. It's crazy. That's crazy that Swift built like a country boy, but he's from Philadelphia. That's the crazy shit. But you know he got country background for sure though, but
yeah, he be running.
It still is crazy.
That's what they need. And then, you know, they can get it down the field all the play action, but they gotta get that run game going first. And if that can happen, they'll be cool. But their defense also need to get to the damn quarterback, which they haven't been doing for like the second half of the year.
Exactly. And that's another problem also.
So, like, on paper, they're supposed to have the best defense alignment in the league, right? But they ain't performing like it.
No.
So, whether it's injuries or what, but it ain't been happening. And – them old ass DBs, they ain't gonna be able to chase people forever.
Yeah.
So
they're
playing like they wanna win this game.
They say, man, we gonna represent the NFC South.
Man, man. That's just be realistic here. Just because they got a home. Oh shit, Donna spoke too soon. God damn. Yeah, you maybe I don't know. Man. Baker Mayfield pulled this shit off. Oh, God. Can't tell these people nothing in these streets, boy.
Nothing. But let's go ahead and take a quick break here. We can come back and talk some Hollywood news.
Okay.
All right, welcome back. Switching from sports to Hollywood. So Ty King brought up a good point from a post I sent to the group. I thought it was just a Fantasia appreciation post from her at a war show. But I think basically they were complaining about the food that was being provided. Not necessarily complaining, but just pointing out, I guess you can say. The food is being provided at the award show. And Ty King brought up a good point. And you can kind of expound on this, but it's the big wigs taking their shots back, man, about this strike.
Yeah, because what they do, they offer pizza and just cheese and crackers at an award show. And I guess it's safe to say that, you know, my chocolate thickness Fantasia has been to a few of these and realized, like, oh, where's the lamb chops at?
It's an award show.
It's for her to ask where the lamb chop means that they have offered it before at a award show.
Right.
So for her to sit there and say that means that, oh, so now y'all want to hit our pockets? This is what you get back in return? For the foolery. Having the nerves to go on strike on us. Like, we can't afford to give y'all lamb chops no more. You better, you have with your new little checks and you take this pizza and call it a day.
Yeah. That's, there's so many layers to this. So, not only at award shows, think about like on movie sets. So, my uncle and your pops work at the same spot, right? Back in the day, when my uncle's still working. So, they shot multiple movies on the set off of Miss You. To the point to where after they served the actors, they served the staff that work at Lockheed, NASA, and all, whatever the other company is. I can't remember the other, third company.
Yeah, that's under it. With Lockheed. They just offer a brand of they work with NASA.
Yeah. So
they built the rockets. They built the rockets there. That's what they did.
Yes. So, like, my uncle used to tell me, like, it's steak, potatoes, pasta. Like, it's, you know, it's always, and it's not just like one day it has all this stuff. This is every day.
All the day. Exactly.
To, like I said, to the point where after the actors eat, they're giving it to the staff that work at Lockheed and shit. Even after them, well, it's still
appreciation and all that. Yeah.
Even after them, it's still so much stuff that's left over. So, like, is Hollywood going to start skimping on stuff like this? Are they going to start skimping on wardrobe? Are they going to start skimping on, you know, providing car service and stuff like that?
Well, that's what Taraji was saying they was already doing when they did The Color Purple. Like, she said she had her own rental car. She like, I never ridden in my own rental car and for years. Why I'm driving myself around now? Like, are you going to have security? Like, she's like, y'all gonna have the security? Like, no. What you mean? I ain't gonna get no. Like, everything is seem like the energy is changing. But if people notice that, that's going okay. I don't feel sorry for them because look, that's what we go through with everyday corporate work.
Yeah.
Cutbacks and everything. Things ain't the same what it used to be because just unfortunately up top is the greed. They just want more in their pockets up top, but just give y'all the bare minimum because they feel like, oh, we taking a gamble on you anyway, so why we got to really cut into our pot with you? But then it's like us that are out here being like, well, if we don't make these things happen for y'all, y'all won't even see that pot.
Yeah. No. So
that it's the tit for tat. That's just no difference in Hollywood and the real world.
Nah, I was going to bring this angle into it, too. So, for years, we've been talking about NFL players getting guaranteed contracts.
Yeah.
If that day do come, the NFL will definitely take this route as far as cutting back on a whole lot of shit.
A lot of shit going to be cut back.
You know what I'm saying? Financially.
Like, right. Look, people already was mad and bitching about the game last night being on Peacock. Well, yes. A lot of people didn't even have you. What you think will happen to you? Damn guaranteed contract. They're gonna make all these freaking games exclusively that you got to pay for them.
And for me, because I have Peacock, I didn't even think about it as being an issue. But when I sat there and thought about it, like, yeah, it's probably like a whole bunch of people scrambling at the last minute trying to sign up for Peacock to watch the game.
Exactly. That was their deal of pretty much NBC and NFL making a quick little billion.
It was a very smart business move because you know that everybody wants to watch playoff football. So we're gonna say we're not gonna put it on NBC. We're gonna make you sign up and register for Peacock. You know what I'm saying? Even if it's just 1 month.
Catch. All right. And that's the crazy part. They gave you the option of like you can do the 1 month or if you do for the whole year, we give you 50% off.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, you slick bastards. Yeah. But, you know, because most people might think about, the reason I think Peacock was because what the Best Man final chapter was on there. That's the reason I got it. But then I just never let it go because it actually had some other quality stuff on there. That kind of surprised me.
Yeah, the film movies I like to come out on there. The Kevin Hart show he got on there.
Shows, right. They actually got good movies.
Fresh Prince.
Yes, exactly. So you got something to keep your attention So I said, okay, for $5 ain't no then in all be all. So I said, okay, they got you. That's how they get you though, but
yeah. They gotta get you in the door. And that was that's right. What they use playoff football for. So like you said, maybe the month that somebody has it, you may convert over 25% to keep it.
But that $5, but like you said, and that show, because think about all the so-called KC fans or Dolphins fans that was all throughout the so-called United States. Because, dude, I ain't gonna lie, since I'm right here in Texas, right here, man, I see so many fucking Dolphins fucking jerseys and hats all of a sudden. I'm like, where the fuck y'all been hiding at?
Right.
Because I ain't seen y'all in a long time. But y'all in the playoffs, and all of a sudden y'all resurface.
Bacon.
So, you that's know, but is. It's like, but then, like you said, but that, just think about, like you said, if, you know, you just get a million people to do that at $5.
A lot of bread.
God, 50 mil right there.
It's a lot quick, of bread.
Quick 50 mil, man. That's a quick 50 mil without even thinking.
Yeah. With no effort.
With no effort for the playoff game.
Like I said, they're going to want to watch that playoff game.
Right, and that's on the low end, I'm saying. Just a million people. We know it's going to be more than 50 people that, you know, a million people that did it. Like you said, just for that short period of time. They might, like you said, they just cancel. They probably canceled right after that game, but then you still have it for the rest of the month.
Yes, sir. And then again, like I said, you have for the rest of the month, like, oh, it's not that bad. Let me go ahead and keep it.
And it might, and they might go back, like you said, and just go back and say, you know what, I'll just keep it. But if you had, you made 100 mil in a day because everybody's breaking their necks trying to get this to watch this game. So this is a good, quick money scheme. The greedy NFL, they are who they are. So I expect the NBA to do this next.
Yeah. Well, what NBA's deal is coming to an end, TV deal is coming to an end this year. So there's going to be a lot of maneuvering, as we've seen with HBO Max getting like the TNT games on their streaming service. Again, just giving people more options to get away from cable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, for the most part, people probably, well, it's multiple things. People watch keep cable for a couple things, sports and TV shows. So, exactly. If you can get your sports on alternative streaming, then you can go that route. And then for TV shows, you got, you know, so we'll break it down. So, for sports, you got Apple TV, does baseball and soccer. You got NBA has its own app. HBO Max has the TNT game streaming.
Yeah.
And then I think Paramount.
Amazon has football.
Paramount, Amazon, and now Peacock has football.
Football, yes.
So you have multiple streaming options across the board. And then, of course, the Sunday Ticket has their thing.
Yeah.
Then you have, for your TV shows, you have HBO Max, you have Netflix, you have Amazon, you have Prime, you have Hulu.
Right.
So, like, all these companies are trying to get their hand in to pull you away.
Right, from cable.
From cable, which to the point, like, you know what I'm saying?
Makes sense. I've
done that. I've been with YouTube TV for, like, almost a year now. And
yeah, the YouTube has been good. It's
definitely worth it. So
yeah,
like you said, it was smart advertising, because like you said, you didn't hear about it coming up to the playoff games. They can't kind of drop it only last
minute. Yeah, they dropped that literally the week.
Oh, you want to watch Patrick Mahomes? Oh damn, you got to sign off a Peacock. And guess what people did?
I know. I said, ooh, that's foul. But I said, thank God I already got it. But I said, damn, that's messed up.
Because I didn't even pay no mind to it. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just switch over to Peacock. And then I was like, damn, man, a lot of people don't have that shit.
Exactly. And I was thinking the same exact thing. I was like, damn, this is a five. Because one of the writers pointed that out, saying how the NFL is just being greedy by doing this to fans as is. Like, y'all never been in the red ever. But y'all just like, still being greedy.
Well, I'll put it like this. It is greedy. However, we also have more games now.
Right.
So with more games, that means more people going to have their hands out trying to get a piece of the pie. So now that you
and
have
you have
more...
people living all over the country too, though, on top of that. You got fans all over.
So, like, now everybody's going to want to, you know, get a piece of that pie. So, yes, you can't put everything on network TV because that means you have to bump and probably have to pay to get whatever show that was supposed to be on off the air. You know what I'm saying? Since you added these
True, but they're making their money off of doggone advertisement anyway. That's where majority of their money coming from anyway.
True. But
so it's like you being, that's what I'm saying, that's where the greed is becoming more greedy. Like you're already getting advertisers money, so now you even want the consumer money on top of that. Where you,
on the subscription.
The subscription, like, it's just like y'all want to tap every revenue that you can. It's like, okay, the reason for the commercial is that it entice the consumer to go buy the shit. So they're paying that boat low, and then all of a sudden now they're like, well, okay, we entice y'all to watch, but then we want to entice you to want to watch us to watch the commercials.
Hey, man, it's all a hustle, man.
Right. The hustle is like, it's getting more and more blatantly bad than good, well,
think about it like this. When we were kids, when we were kids, just people, adults, when we were in the 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really think or know as far as how these companies made their money, the networks.
No, but they had commercials that was commercial based.
It was always commercial based, but we just didn't know have that information, right?
We wasn't aware of it. We didn't realize commercials really kept the networks
until
the networks run.
Until TV hosts used to always start saying I'm going to pay the bills. Started happening more recently, maybe in the 80s. But now that we know, they're not going to hide it no more. Hear me now.
All right, can you hear me now?
All right, I got you now.
All right.
Yeah, I got you. But no, what I was saying. Oh, as far as the us being more aware now, there's no point in hiding anymore.
True.
So
yeah,
you could be more fucked up.
Was it really hiding? We just wasn't aware of what they were doing with the commercials and all of that. We thought it was just okay, whatever commercial, kept it moving. Then we got spoiled for a while with the HBOs and, you know, Cinemax and Showtime, where there were no commercials.
No commercials, yeah. Because you were paying for the subscription. For the
purchase, yeah. So then we got spoiled to that. So now as time kept going now, then what happened? Freaking pandemic happens. That just messed up the movie industry. So now people ain't going to the movies no more now, by no shape or form.
Mm-hmm.
So now, now it's like, we ain't about to put these movies on here, and then y'all, you just gonna get here to see this whole movie and not look at no commercials. We gotta make some money here.
Yeah.
Because we're not gonna just charge you a little, you know, a little $15 a month for you to see a brand new movie. We need you to pay a little bit more for the brand new movie. So that means you gotta pay these, you gotta watch these commercials now, or pay the higher premium with no commercials.
Yeah, so that's the new thing. So like, I think on HBO, I think I got the commercials.
Yeah.
On right now, but I think for Netflix, I got the commercial-free ones. So like, they've been gradually learning as they go as far as making the different tiers, which is cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right. Like, mm-hmm. especially like, for example, if you got kids or if you got a subscription for kids, like, nigga, you gonna watch a commercial.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like, some stuff is like, depending on like the different companies, like it may be worth it to bypass the commercials. But
right.
But if it's like double the amount, then like, fuck, we gonna have to sit here and watch commercials, because again, we grew up through the commercials. So it's, I don't know, it's, you know, I think more knowledge that we have now, it kind of like opens your eyes a little bit as far as to the game.
Right, but I will say, at least I like about what Max is when they do drop a new movie, they don't put the commercials in it for the first like couple of weeks. You get to watch the movie.
It entices you to watch it as soon as it comes out. Again, could they probably get more money off of it?
Money for the ratings anyway. With the streams, you know, the streams. The early streams. Exactly. So, yes. So I like that. But then, because I've noticed now that I go back, like, okay, Blue Beetle is a prime example. Low-key, mm-hmm. cheesy, good movie.
Yep.
But then it's like, the first couple of times I watched it, no commercials. Then I think I made a watch it last week. They had commercials in it. So I said, okay, mm-hmm. I see what y'all doing. Y'all like, at least, I guess, for the first month,
which no makes commercials. Sense.
Which makes sense, and which I don't even knock that. You know, you should at least give your customers that off the rip, but then after that, you kind of...
Hey, now that you say that, so when I worked in the movie theater, for certain movies, they pretty much... So, how can I put it? We used to be able to pick our own commercials that we put ahead of the movies for the most part. But for certain movies, when it comes in, it tells you, it comes in the can, like, no, you need to put these commercials in the beginning of this movie for X number of weeks or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you notice, if you go watch a movie that's been out for like 2 months, there's almost either is one commercial or no commercials on it. You know why?
Because
the people that's running the movie there, like, we already didn't bypass our agreement as far as whatever commercial, because that commercial might be something for a movie that already came out. You know what I'm saying? After a month.
Right.
So it's like, after a certain point, it's like, we just cut all them shits off. It's like, nah, we're going straight to the movie. You know what I'm saying? We give you one commercial and get straight
to
the movie.
You know what?
Because you have a certain agreement based on getting that.
I kind of remember. I remember that more when you go to the dollar movie. There were no commercial at all. We're straight to the movie. Mm-hmm. When they made it to the dollar movie and everything. So that's why I go off of that. When sometimes I watch it, I go to the dollar movie and it was like, it went straight to the movie. I'm like, there were no previous. Why? You had to make sure you was in that bad boy on time. Because you're going straight to the movie.
Yeah, because when I first started working there, we were quote unquote a dollar movie. And then the Landmark. I think we went from, anyway, it was some type of merger that we did. And then the prices went up, but then we started getting first run new releases. And we went from like 99 cents to fucking 250 or something like that. So it wasn't no big price jump. But that little small jump allowed us to get first run movies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which is crazy. So looking back at it now, you know, when you're paying like a damn near $20 a ticket.
Exactly.
So like Hollywood is, like I said, me working there kind of like opened my eyes to like how Hollywood get their money. Because even with some movie theaters, they're probably getting part of concessions too. Because, you know what I'm saying, you know, that's going to be a huge hike, you know, based off of the customers
the you get when you're moving. Exactly.
So
that's what I said, like, yeah, so yeah, that's the first thing I thought of when Fantasia took that shot, like, yo,
where's the lamb chops?
It's like, that's what I said. That's how you know it was real, yo. Like, lamb chops ain't.
And she was the disappointment in her voice.
And the straight look in her eyes, like, wait, I got all dressed up for a pizza and a bag. Like, you out your rabbit ass mind. Like, I could have did this at my own house rather than being out here.
They could have showed up with a crock pot or something. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Even over, like, I'm not eating that. Even like they low key showed her, she's like, I'm not eating that neither. Now Taraji just grabbed it and is like, oh, I'm hungry, shit. I'm about to eat this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I kind of want to take the shot at Taraji, like, damn, this is why you got lowball.
Because you accepted anything they're giving you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you just took this piece of like with nothing. But potentially, like, I don't want this.
Yeah.
I came here for some lamb chops, guys.
Set her standard. Real quick.
Yo, exactly. Like, that ain't no just no walking home. Ain't no regular thing you just order or even think about. Lamb chops. That's all I like.
She didn't say steak. She didn't say, no.
No.
Lamb. No seafood. Lamb. On these lambs. Yeah. On these pit bull knuckles.
Yeah, she didn't say no lobster or anything no like that. Shrimp.
Crabs.
No. With straight. No, king crab. This lamb.
Immediately.
I said, yo, okay. I said, yeah, the industry is getting y'all back for going on strike.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all want to go on strike? Well, this
now the thing is now. Now that you say that too, the other part about it is you got to stay in your ground, stand strong. Because if you crack after not getting some lamb chops, you're going to be fucked in your deals going forward.
Exactly. You don't take that. Yeah. Like, I mean, I get it. The disappointment. I get her disappointment. She ain't thick for no reason. So, like, you know, she was wanting to grub. But you got to take that L and, you know, and keep it moving.
Get that long bread.
The long, exactly. And I'm like, especially, you know, you lost money and then came back and got money again. You the last one need to be complaining about.
Yeah.
You know, certain things, it just be like, all right, I'm gonna take this L for now and just keep it moving. So that's all. But yeah, that's just how this industry is, man, across the board. We've been talking about this for music for the longest. Like, people still trying to figure out the streaming numbers.
They ain't gonna never tell us that code.
It's gonna
same thing for the streaming service for movies and TV shows. They never gonna release that.
It's gonna happen eventually, but it'll be a long time from now. But it's gonna get exposed. There ain't no way in the hell you thinking these companies are not making no money.
Yeah.
So,
because apparently that was part of what Netflix is like. They haven't been releasing their info,
and it keep going up every year.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after you done cracked. Especially after you had the audacity to crack down on everybody for password
sharing.
And then you then go up after that. It's like, wow, that's what we doing? Yeah, I was like, boy, y'all some heartless people.
Hey, they got out the mud, though, because remember, then it came a long way. Then it went from shipping you DVDs to you can only, you have to stream them on PlayStation to...
Yeah, I know, hey, man, I know. I get it. They have come a long way, but God damn, now. Remember where you came from.
Humble beginnings.
You gotta remember, Phil, where you came from. Like, what? This was almost like $25 a month now? Like, yo, we wildin'. You wildin'. Calm down, people. But it's all good. It's all good, but damn, boy, they heartless. So.
But that's a wrap for this week. We'll find another excuse to bring up Fantasia next week.
Yeah, no doubt.
But hopefully these games act right. But it looks like we got an upset in the making. I don't even count this as an upset if the Eagles lose. The way they've been playing the second half of the season.
Exactly. They've kind of exposed themselves, kind of overachieving. So we once again, NFC East is fool's gold.
Yeah. Every time.
Every time.
What the hell damn. Are you doing? That's almost a pick.
But damn, was Baker Mayfield? Oh God.
I mean, it don't matter who their quarterback would have been. The way they, like I said, the way the Eagles are playing, they just giving shit away. They get a
Baker
half.
Mayfield, man.
Hey.
So hey, that's all I'm gonna say. Can't call yourself an elite quarterback and lose to Baker Mayfield.
This is true. Now, I will say this. They're going to come up with something. Jalen Hurts has been playing hurt since, like, week 9 or something like that. They're going to come out with something saying that he even broke game, something, tore something.
Like Cam Newton said, man, game manager.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much what he's been.
That's all I'm going to leave it at, game manager, because this ain't awesome. Good. You got too many weapons.
Right. From receiver to running back to the tight end.
Right. Now, I know AJ not playing tonight, which is still crazy.
Even without AJ, it's
yeah, that's what I'm saying. He still got enough weapons. So,
and like I said earlier, the defense should be way better than they
perform. That's the problem. Like you said, the defense. The defense is definitely selling them short. But then offense ain't helping either by not, keeping the defense off the field.
Right. That's a good point. And we out here, especially as big as them boys is on the defense line, like, shit, running our fat asses out here all the time. Like, fuck that.
Right.
So I don't know. But one thing, Stephen A. Smith was happy. So.
Oh, man. Happy, boy. Happy is an understatement. He was on today or he'll be on tomorrow?
Well, I didn't even see the day. I didn't even check. I had to work today.
I didn't even see nothing about today. So I'm gonna mean he might have been off today, and the regulars will start tomorrow.
Yeah, because he was posting from his house on Instagram. Yeah,
exactly.
So,
right.
So yeah, he'd probably be on tomorrow with the foolishness.
Exactly.
I might watch Skip tomorrow just to see what he's gonna say. How many times he gonna pound on that table?
Yeah, all the excuses. Yeah, I want to hear all the excuses.
Bring Tony Romo back.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, we'll be back next week. More NFL playoffs, and we'll be getting closer to NBA All-Star Weekend, which we ain't gonna miss nothing but some baby mamas in the making.
Yeah, exactly. But then cats popping Achilles at the airport, and
that too.
That was kind of hard, though. I ain't gonna lie. I think somebody would be hurt. And they ain't gonna ever do that again.
Yeah, that's not gonna be a wise idea.
Everybody gonna be out there. Injury, there's a lawsuit coming. And then they be like, we ain't never doing this again because somebody ever walking lawsuit in the making.
Nah. Yeah, it's gonna be a bunch of missed flights, a bunch of fights, all that shit.
Yeah, exactly. Cities fighting, talking about who the better ballers and all that shit. Yep.
Yeah. It's gonna be wild.
Yeah, it's gonna be wild. It's gonna be interesting. I don't think they regulate that damn court though. That's all I can say. Security.
Heightened security.
Yes, sir.
But catch your ass next week, boy.
All right, there, yeah.
All right, later.
Later.